Dr. Pinsky with a case review on a male named Frank Monasterio, M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-I-O. As per the record supplied, Frank Monasterio presented to the emergency room on 7/31/23, complaining of a crushing injury to his left hand. Period. He stated it was crushed between two containers at work. Period. He had some pain, thumb and palm swelling. Period. He did not have any other symptoms. Period. Upon exam, there was swelling of the left thumb along its left palmar aspect. Period. Overlying the contusion and tenderness at the base of the thumb. Period. He can flex the IP joint of the thumb and had difficulty flexing the metacarpal phalangeal joint. Period. There was 2/2 pain, comma sensation intact of the hand and fingers. Period. Radial pulses were strong and intact. Period. He was diagnosed with acute concern for fracture, contusion versus hematoma. Period. He did undergo imaging that showed an acute displaced oblique fracture of the neck of the first digit proximal phalanx. Period. He overall was diagnosed with a crushing injury of the hand and a thumb fracture. Period. He was seen and splinted by the plastic surgery service. Period. Paragraph, there was a consultation done by Dr. R-B-A-K-H-S-H, period. He wrote, although he had left thumb pain, he had not required any pain medication since arrival. Period. He denied numbness. Period. He had tenderness palpation, most prominent over the left thumb, proximal phalanx, as well as the thenar eminence. Period. The thenar eminence was edematous and slightly tense to palpation, but soft. Period. There was limited range of motion of the left thumb due to swelling, but FPL and EPL are grossly intact. Period. Opposition is grossly intact. Period. Sensation was intact. Period. He wrote the x-ray showed an acute displaced oblique fracture of the neck of the first digit proximal phalanx. Period. There was no evidence of intra-articular extension. Period. Wound dressing material overlies the thumb. Period. There was soft tissue swelling about the fracture site. Period. Alignment was otherwise normal. Period. Bone mineralization appeared normal and joint spaces were preserved. Period. The small wound to the left thenar region was washed out with betadine and saline and dressed with bacitracin and xeroform. Period. He was placed in a thumb spica splint. Period. He recommended hand elevation with a Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, pillow. Period. He recommended an overnight stay in the hospital in order to reevaluate the patient in the morning. Period. New paragraph on 8/1/23. He had repeat x-rays. Period. These showed an acute displaced oblique fracture of the neck of the first digit proximal phalanx. Period. There was also soft tissue swelling about the fracture site. Period. New paragraph on 8/8/23. Mr. Monasterio was seen by Dr. D-I-D-Z-B-A-L-I-S, who was the resident with the attending physician, Dr. Granick, G-R-A-N-I-C-K. Period. They noted his course of treatment to date. Period. Mr. Monasterio then participated in occupational therapy. on the dates described, running through 10/10/23 period. At that juncture, he was able to perform exercises correctly with no change in pain. Period, his progress towards goals is good, and his tolerance to treatment is good. Period, he reported increased stiffness in the IP of the thumb as a result of using it during the week. At work, period, he continues to benefit from therapeutic services in order to increase engagement in functional tasks. Period, he continued to see Dr. Greniak through 10/24/23 period. He reported improved range of motion and decreased pain with occupational therapy. Period, upon exam, he had full range of motion of both hands. Period, thumb opposition, abduction, and adduction were intact without pain. Period, he had minor tenderness to depalpation over the fracture with no appreciable swelling. Period, he was deemed to be healing well and would continue occupational therapy for the next 2 months. Period, he was going to return to the clinic once therapy expired. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 7/31/23, Frank Monasterio's left thumb was crushed between two heavy objects at work. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day where x-rays identified a fracture of the thumb. Period. He had specialist consultation with Dr. Norbakesh and was placed in a thumb spica splint after his wound was cleansed. Period. He was also initiated on antibiotics. Period. He followed up afterwards with Dr. Granick in conjunction with occupational therapy. Period. As of the last visit with the doctor on 10/24/23, he had full range of motion of the thumb with only minimal tenderness. Period. New paragraph, this case will be rated using the sixth edition for the diagnosis of a fracture of the proximal phalanx of the thumb. Period. This was treated non-operatively and does not appear to have resulted in reduction in functionality. Period. He apparently did return to work. Period. And that will be the end.